You are recording. All right, we are back in open session, and Ms. Solomon, if you want to continue on.
Well, it's Victoria.
Yeah, I think she was kind of done, so.
You need to vote to approve the process.
Okay.
Okay, I move approval of premise license.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the Bellabet premise license. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Okay, thank you for being here. We are going to continue on section number five, reports, correspondence, and other business. Item number one, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. The first one up is Ashley Brown. Dr. Byrne, you are the lead. I just wanted to comment while you're getting your notes that I really liked her letter. She found her soul cat. I just, you know, I appreciate the thoughtful letters.
Yeah, her letter was good. She was young when this happened. It was 2017. It was in Tempe. I had made a notation that when I said what was speed, when I said not driving, she was walking in Tempe with an alcohol in her system as a minor, which was all resolved legally. She did everything she was supposed to, so. I'd make a motion to accept her application.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
To approve Ashley Brown's vet application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Next one is Bundy Wild DVM. That was in your supplement one. I was like, do I even? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's mine as well.
Okay.
So her, if you're reviewing her case file and whatnot, she had actually, you know, it happened in 8/27/2017, which is quite a few years ago, and she's actually made most of the changes in her life as far as education and acquiring DVM and whatnot since that, since
know,
that
age 42.
Period of time. So that would have been a lot to take on at that point, and then she had no issues with it, so I'd make a motion to approve her application for licensure.
Okay, I second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion passes. Next up, number two, Ms. Frost, you are recused. Board may review, discuss, and take action on a request from Nicole Frost, CBT, for approval of Understand Your Controlled Substance Program continuing education course to be held in October, November of 2024. You know, I just don't know if we can approve this.
We need more information.
Yeah, I know, right? We need many more specifics. But thank you, Nikki, for, well, one, for doing this type of course. Obviously, it's important and needed. Anybody else has any comments or otherwise I'd make a motion that we approve the request from Ms. Frost for the CE.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion passes. Next up, also Ms. Frost is recused. Board may review, discuss, and take action on review of final action related to reportable charge for Jennifer Kress, DVM. Dr. Byrne, you are the lead on this one.
Yes, so reviewing this case file, she's finishing up her coursework this weekend and into the middle of next week. So I would just ask that she forward some confirmation upon the completion of everything, that when she's finished with it next week, to the board in writing for the next board meeting.
Perfect.
That's it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, that's not a vote, actually, or do we be voting to say?
Make a motion that she inform you when she's completely complete next week.
Yeah. Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Ms. Frost, you can come back because you're the lead on the next one. Board may review, discuss, and take action on anonymous complaint received regarding Arlene Dress, CBT. This was a practicing without a license issue.
Reviewing the complaint, I guess, you know, there's concern that this, it may be functioning as a facility without a premise license or a responsible veterinarian. So I would just make a motion to open a case. And are we able to direct board to make contact to obtain more information on the facility?
This would be the person who submitted the information.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Make a motion to open a case.
Okay. I will second that. So we have a motion and a second to open a case against Arlene Drust, CBT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next is item number 6. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. This is for the Sedona Animal Clinic, Carla Valentine, DVM. And Ms. Solomon is the lead. I don't know if Victoria had anything to add, but she's obviously.
You want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. After 3 months, we still have no responsible veterinarian, it's my understanding for this, or has that been resolved?
I think, are we doing Carla Valentine?
Yeah, we're doing, so this is.
Oh, sorry, I'm not, that was Hader. Sorry.
So, yeah,
we'll grab the wrong
similar.
One.
She's going between Virginia and
yes,
Arizona.
Yes.
Maybe okay. Lives here-ish, but.
I'd like to move that we open a case regarding repeat violations and the question of Arizona residency. And also due to the fact that it involves continuing repeat potential violations for controlled substances, that it be reported to DEA.
Okay, so we have a motion. Is there a second to open a case?
Second.
Motion and a second to open a case against the Sedona Animal Clinic, Carla Valentine. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. So next up is board may review, discuss, and take action on premise license for Desert Forest Animal Hospital held by Brian Hader, DVM.
Yes. Here also, Madam Chair, I'd like to move we open a case. It's my understanding that as of the latest info, unless I miss something, we still don't have a new responsible vet. And we have the responsible vet who, and I forgot to mention this on the previous one. Also, Arizona is not his primary residence. So I'm concerned also that they're stating on their applications that it's a requirement that they be an Arizona resident for it to be a responsible veterinarian, is it not?
Right, I mean, he's another one that he comes and works here and doesn't still have a place here, he's just not his primary residence, correct?
Yes, and if I could just explain the board's staff's process when receiving a premise application, which is to verify the address of record for them that we have in our database. And in both those situations, they were Arizona residencies, or addresses, not necessarily residences. So that's as far as we go until we start going into the case and more information is
gotcha.
Come, and then we realize that they actually don't live here. They just have an address here.
Yeah. Okay. So
is there an additional
I might disagree
penalty?
Like somewhat with you on this particular one. I felt like he's trying. I understand. So he's mostly in California and he has this practice here that he bought, and I appreciate that he wants to keep it, you know, small, owned instead of corporation owned. You know, he has a vet there that he thought would take over, and I know, so we have history with her, and you know, maybe I'll get myself in trouble, but I feel like for him, like he's trying, and I'm just thinking like a few more months, and if not, like 3 months.
He's already gone 3 months.
Okay, so.
So you want to give them.
Two months, or, I mean, it's hard to get someone, we're talking getting someone on staff, though. And I know it's Cave Creek, it's not exactly the Boonies, but I don't know, and if anyone wants to disagree with me, please, but I just thought if, you know, giving him a couple more months, but with the understanding. Okay, all right, I will.
Yeah, no, no, I hear Richard saying, and he has been trying and has not been successful, but it is a stated requirement on the application form for responsible veterinarian that you have to be an Arizona resident. So when he applied to be the responsible veterinarian, he was aware that he was not being completely forthright with us.
Okay, so would you like to make a motion?
So I would like to move we open a case regarding Arizona residency of the responsible veterinarian.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to open a case against Brian Hayter, DVM. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. So, motion passes. Okay, next up is number 8, board may review, discuss, take action on 2023 petition for review of criminal record for ARS 41-1093.04, Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is just our annual report that we're required to submit to the governor, and we have nothing to report because the board received no petitions for review of criminal records.
So do we need a formal motion for approval, Victoria?
Please.
Okay, I so move.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number 9, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2023 provisional license report per ARS 324701.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is our annual report related to provisional licenses. As in the last one, there were no requests for a provisional license or no reason to issue one. Therefore, our report shows zero. So we'd ask you to approve that as well.
Move approval.
Okay. I will second that approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, item number 10, board may review, discuss, and take action on equine dental practitioner applications. We've got it for Cutter Barnes and Mac Barnes. I did confirm because I was like, didn't we just see this on the agenda? However, the previous supervising vet is just stepping away. There's no issue with these particular equine dental folks. And so now they have a new individual that stepped in.
Unfortunately, I only saw the letter for Cutter Barnes.
Oh, it looked exactly the same.
Yeah, I was like, I think I saw.
Was there a second letter?
I think so.
I didn't see.
Pretty sure I looked at both.
Yes, it's at the bottom of the document of the application.
Okay, thank you. And that would be of
yeah, so if
Max.
You scroll, if you scroll down.
Max, got it, okay, thank you. That answers my question, I did not see that. Thank you.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve their application?
I so move.
Okay. I'll second that, and if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of approving both these individuals, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, number 11, board may review, discuss, and take action on update from William Sean Penn, DVM, regarding reportable charge. For supplement one, and Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yes, Dr. Penn updated the vet board on the 6th of May, this 2024, that his court proceedings are scheduled to start for a start date of 5/22/24. So we just asked to make a motion to ask that Dr. Penn notify us in writing within 30 days of his court case.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second for him to update us within 30 days after his court date next week. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Keep going here. Okay, number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on certified veterinary technician application for Angela C. Williams. Again, Dr. Byrne, you are the lead on this.
Yep, reviewing Ms. Williams' file, it's 3 of 2022. She got through all the processes of being, that were metered out for her to complete parole and whatnot requirements have been met. So I would make a motion to approve her request to take a license.
Okay, is there a second?
I was waiting for Nikki's comments.
Oh, did you have any comments or?
Okay. No.
Motion and a second to approve Ms. Williams' application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Number 13, board may review, discuss, and take action on KC 2407 in regards to Michelle Donahue, Misfit Ranch, possible unlicensed practitioner. This was in your supplement one. I said, I read through this whole letter and I admit I was swayed by her and her explanation and, you know, these animal rescue folks, Dr. Thompson knows, like sometimes their heart is so big and they're not always thinking, but I genuinely think that, you know, even though maybe she thought they had this idea to do this crematory that she now understands and it was a big no-no. And so I don't have any issues that she's going to continue with her strange way of.
She removed all of the information from social media.
Okay, so in her case, I would just make a motion that we dismiss the case against again, Michelle Donahue and Misfit Ranch, the two of them together.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to dismiss case C-2407. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, number 14, board may review, discuss, and take action on request regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 322242B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. And this is for Abigail Gregg, CBT equivalence, and it was in your supplement one. Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
So I did review the request, the letter request, the comparison chart to an AVMA accredited program along with the coursework that was completed obtaining the Bachelor of Science in Biology. So I would make a motion to approve the petition for eligibility as an equivalent education.
Okay, we have a motion and a second with regard to Abigail Gregg's CBT equivalency. There's no further discussion.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I feel like in the past that we've discussed that hands-on experience in a vet clinic doesn't count towards the, is that correct?
Yeah, she was explaining her coursework for that course. So to get that course. So clarification, her biology 408 course required that coursework. So that's the same as the AVMA. Whenever you take a certain course, it requires that you have like externship hours. So it's the course explanation, not the
job training.
Well, okay, only because I know like I did an internship when I was at ASU, and it was work that I did in the lab, but it wasn't actually the course that required me to do it. I just needed to have hours. So just like clarification on
that. Oh, this was just saying Bio 408 requires yes. This.
Okay.
As part of the course. It wasn't the Bio 408 required, it was a field experience course. So she was just listing what that was.
Okay.
It wasn't saying, well, I've done this in a veterinary practice, so therefore I'm equivalent. It's saying what the course was.
Okay.
Is how I read it, anyway.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second, and we had our discussion. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see. You want to go ahead and do the executive director report, Victoria?
Let's come back to that.
Okay. We'll come back to that. And the other item as well. So again, let's just pop over. We're section number 4, item number 7, 2433, regards to Kathleen Schwimmer, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement, and may return license to active status. I wrote she had done her CE.
She, CE, yeah.
Okay.
I would make a motion to accept the CE, return the license to active status.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We're going to, our court reporter is getting set up, so we're just going to move on to a couple more of these. Let's do item number 9, 23-135, in regards to Benjamin Merkel, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement, and may return license to active status. Again, this was in your supplement one. So we did 5 hours in orthopedics.
I would make a motion to accept the CE and return the license to active status.
One second.
Okay. Motion and a second to return Dr. Merkel to active status. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number 10, 2415, regards to Hannah Schaefer, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Again, in your supplement. But she looks like she's taking 10 hours and needed 6, so that's...
Yeah. So I'd make a motion to accept the CE and return the license to active status.
Let's see. I think we're just accepting her plan first.
Oh, it's a plan. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so is there a second to her CE plan?
It was 10 hours.
She had to. She needed 6. She actually submitted
and she did
for
the
10.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second to accept Dr. Schaefer's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Motion passes. And let's just do this next last one. Number 11, 2453, in regards to Hugo Santibanez, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on practice monitor report submitted in compliance with board order. This was in supplement 2. And I feel like I missed it now that I'm looking at my notes.
It was a rather long monitoring report.
Should I have not done this one?
Yeah, but one point I would like to make is the practice monitor says she's going to report back in 60 days. That doesn't comply with the agreement, which requires a monthly report by the practice monitor, if I remember correctly.
I'm not sure.
It looks like progress is being made, that's for sure.
It says every other month.
Every other month? Okay, then I misread it.
Okay, every 10th of the month.
Let's do every 30 and then go back.
Did you have any other comments? Again, I think I
apologize. No.
I think I missed this one on my
agenda. No, it looked like there's been some improvement. It's a very lengthy practice monitor report. She has recommended specific forms and procedures that they are beginning to implement, which I think can only improve the situation, I think. We need to make sure that if she's implementing something that doesn't comply, that we try and catch it so that doesn't lead to more, if that's possible. So those are my only comments.
Okay, and we don't really have to take any action at this point, so. Okay, we are good. Is our court reporter ready to roll? She's like, wow, they're on time today. What is this? Okay. So we are, and again, everyone's good for